website and on the Young Israel Jamaica State Shabbat schedule. Say again? Roughly speaking, shul will be a few minutes after candle lighting. That is correct. And candle lighting will be a few minutes before shul starts. Thank you very much for this morning. So the last couple of days we've been spending time talking about mitigating possible changes this time of year, trying not to change our posture or our volume or the vowels of the text. But today we turn to the changes that we make intentionally from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Kol Hashana Omrim B'Tfilah HaKel HaKadosh Melech Hevzdakam Mishpat, the whole year round. We finish off the third bracha, HaKel HaKadosh, and the 11th, Melech Hevzdakam Mishpat. Chutz Min Rosh Hashanah Lach Yom Kippur, Shetzrichim Lama HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. We have to change the text to say the King of Justice and to say the Holy King instead of just the Holy God. Why? Because at this time of year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exhibits his kingliness, his majesty. It's a strange thing to do, but essentially it's the best way to imagine it is when we talk about Queen Elizabeth, we call her Queen Elizabeth. If you see her in conversation, and you call her Queen Elizabeth, I think they behead you or whip you or something, right? What do you have to call her? And what do you know? You have to say Your Majesty. You can't. There are titles. There's etiquette. There's protocol. Same way here. You'll talk about, you know, the president. You'll say Trump, Bush, Obama. But if you see them, what do you call them? Mr. President. And no one says, oh, the Mr. President said, but there are titles, there's context, and it's appropriate at this time of year to get an intense sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting here enthroned, and we have to refer in the courtroom, in the royal court, in the throne room, as HaMelech HaKadosh. Even though it's true that he is HaKel HaKadosh, he's still the Holy God, that's how we talk colloquially when we're not in the throne room. But there's etiquette, there's protocol. And I think in addition to just being more sensitive to that fact at this time of year, it also calls us to be sensitive more generally to context in relationships. We can, and I say we, this is more confessional than preachy, that often we have relationships and we take for granted that that gives us permission to speak to those people any way we like, wherever we are. We're close, I can talk to you wherever I like, right? But the way that we speak to our spouse when it's just us is different. The way we should speak to them when we have guests or when we're in public, and the way we should speak to our friends should be different when we have a private audience and when we're speaking to them in groups. We have to be very sensitive to the way that we speak to other people depending on context, because it can be inappropriate, it can be offensive, and it can cross a line. And I think we're being more sensitive every time we say HaMelech HaKadosh. We're number one. Becoming acutely aware that we're in the throne room, and also more sensitive to the fact that even though we have a close relationship, all year round I speak to God. But there are times and there are contexts when we have to express ourselves with sensitivity to others. Reb Chanan ben Akasha Omer. Say again?
No minion.
Okay. Anyone who's listening online, feel free to come to help us with a minion. Have a wonderful Shabbos.